We are speaking with Congressman Norm Dix, who represents Washington's 6th District. Thank you very much for joining us today. Now, I'm sure you've been following Senator Murray's hearings with Gordon Mansfield on the Department of VA. There's information out as a result of this. Well, not as a result of this case, but this case has brought it to the forefront. Numbers like that there are 12,000 veteran suicide attempts a year. And we can talk a bit about the VA's, if the VA has any role in this and their downplaying of those numbers, but 12,000 suicide attempts a year, what is wrong with the way America is treating and taking care of its veterans that this is occurring? I know that's a general
question.
Well,
first of all, I mean, we have to come out of Dr. Katz and must come out of denial. Obviously, he knew better than this, as we find from these emails, and was trying to, you know, cover this up. And I think that Senator Murray and Senator Koch are correct in asking for his resignation.
Absolutely.
And, you know, it just tells you that people, you know, that the impact of war and combat are very severe on some of our veterans.
Absolutely.
And this is an unacceptable a statistic, and we need to do what we can with the VA and through the Department of Defense to try and find out get to the bottom of this, and to try to come up with programs to help these people who are 1,000 a month attempting suicide. I mean, this is unacceptable.
Mm-hmm. So, is it our support system that is not doing enough to address these issues? Would you say it is the VA? And if so, is it a lack of funding or is it something else?
Well, I mean, I think it's every person is going to have their own issues. But I think we must not have enough treatment for these people or they would not be resorting to this. So I have to believe that and I'm glad that there are hearings being held so that we can learn more about why this is happening. And I think that is necessary, a commission here, because this is involves psychological and psychiatric issues. I think a commission of experts would be good to look at how the VA handles this and to see what we can do in a better way. I mean, I think the commissions we had for Walter Reed, really were extremely helpful in coming up with new approaches to deal with the problems they had at Walter Reed. So I think that would be another good idea. But clearly this is unacceptable, and we need the committees to continue to have hearings, and I think Dr. Katz should resign.
Well, this is Peter, Elliot's co-host speaking, and I have a question for you. This really related to what you've just been speaking about. I know you've been involved in trying to get some legislation passed to increase funding for
that's right. I'm on the VA Appropriations Subcommittee, and last year we had the largest increase in history for VA health care.
Yeah, I'm just wondering what you think the next step is as a legislature to help deal with this problem. I know that the specific problem that's going on, it might be too specific to be dealt with
at the congressional
level.
Specific. I think, I know, just like we have provided additional funding for post-traumatic stress syndrome and for traumatic brain injury, I think we need to have special funding. I'm going to talk to Chairman Murtha, Chairman Edwards about this. We need to have a special fund to be, funding to put together the analysis that we need to find out what's behind this. Why are these veterans? I know that a lot of times I held hearings myself back in the 1980s, and we found out at the time that 1/3 of the homeless were veterans. So, and I think that number may have gone up since that time. Now, with people who are out there on the streets living in that stressful environment, I can understand why they might contemplate suicide. Not that that's the right answer. It certainly isn't, but I can understand that. So I think we need to have a good examination. We can't have the person at head of mental health trying to cover this up. That is totally unacceptable. We need a new head of mental health, and we need to try to find out the answers, and then Congress should appropriate the resources to try and provide solutions.
Absolutely. In a lot of accounts from veterans, it seems that just having the opportunity to talk, it helps tremendously. But I think a lot of veterans would argue that there aren't opportunities for them to do this and to seek help. I know there's a new...
And that's an interesting point, because I just met with some people from, I think, North Dakota, who come in, and they've got an online psychiatric program that is extremely interesting to me. So a person, if they had problems, should go online and talk to a, you know, face-to-face, talk to a psychiatrist and discuss their problems. I mean, this could be used even by the troops that are in the field, you know, who could utilize this service. And this isn't in place yet, but these people just came to me, and in fact, we're having them meet with people out at Madigan in our state to discuss how this might be utilized. This could be another way that veterans could get help, and is by going online. I think this might be something we need to. I've been talking to Chairman Murtha and his staff about this. This may be something we may need to contemplate.
Mm-hmm. And I know the Department of Veterans Affairs is also spending about $3 million to start and operate this support hotline. And I'm just curious if these new we have these websites, we have this hotline existing now. If these are starting to be implemented, is there an issue? Is there a divide that keeps these veterans from being aware of these facilities?
I think that's the other problem. We're going to have to get information out to the veterans about these services. You know, and I support the hotline idea. But there could be a more comprehensive approach. So I think we need, and the first thing we need to have is people running the program in the VA who are not in denial or covering up and recognizing that there is a problem. So that's the first thing, and that's up to the Bush administration. And then we need to fund whatever programs are necessary to get this thing turned around.
I have two questions for you. The first is, I know that one of the first times the Defense Department is issuing mental health exit surveys to troops returning from Iraq.
Right.
And that one of the issues is that, although this is really a first, is that there's not being a lot done to follow up on that. And obviously part of that goes back to the issues that have been seen in the VA. But I'm wondering what else you think that the Department of Defense itself can do for returning soldiers to help ease them back into civilian life.
Well, first of all, I think that, you know, the ones that are injured need to be given good health care and need to be in a unit that is responsive and helpful to them. That's one thing. I also think that they need, you know, to not only fill out these forms, but also to go in and talk to a doctor. And I think those are, frankly, one of our problems is we don't have enough psychologists and psychiatrists to deal with all the problems. And because of the kinds of injuries that the troops are facing in Iraq and Afghanistan, we have a lot more severe traumatic brain injuries, some of which don't manifest themselves right away. So this is going to be an ongoing challenge, and I am going to continue to work on this, and I do believe that they should be, not only when they come back, I think they also should, before they go over, be screened, because some of them have already been in combat, And are they finding out whether they're having problems with their families and things of that nature? So I think there needs to be a baseline.
Another issue entirely, I think we're getting to some other aspects of this, is that it isn't just the support system that is the issue. It's part of the military training. Again, we have training to enter the military. We don't have training to reenter civilian life. And another issue that I'd like to bring up is that we have CBS News reporting that 30% of female veterans reported that they were victims of rape or attempted rape by fellow service members.
Well, that's not acceptable either. That is just, that has to be.
Well, thank you very much, Congressman, for taking time today, and we'll talk another time.